Well, it's a very worrying trend, which is that teenage girls are, first of all, not eating enough. And when they are actually eating, they're eating all the wrong things. So they're eating stuff that's high in sugar, salt and fat. So lots of chocolate, processed food, confectionery. Importantly, they're not eating foods that have got important nutrients in them, which can help them grow. So this particular age group, basically teenage girls aged between 11 and 18, have been singled out as the... as this kind of sector of the population that have the worst diet, which is quite astounding, really.
Why teenage girls?
I think there are issues around body image, girls being very, very self-conscious about what they look like, how much they weigh, and I think they can get away with not eating anything at all. There's issues also around the kind of, you know, attempts to become more independent when they're leaving school and not sort of eating what's kind of snacked at the family table. But it's interesting that that boys don't seem to be doing this as much as girls are.
And what about school meals? What effect does that have? Because I suppose teenagers, fewer teenagers eat school meals than primary school age.
That's
kids.
Right, they do. And in fact, in the last couple of years, we've had some very strict nutritional guidelines introduced for all school meals. So you think that would be a good thing. But as you rightly point out, I mean, generally speaking, a large proportion of primary school kids will eat school meals. When they go to secondary school, again, there are issues around wanting to be much more independent, taking in packed lunches, although there's evidence that if they do take a healthy packed lunch in, they might well chuck it away and just buy a bag of chips at lunchtime anyway.
Now, this is from a thing called the National Diet and Nutrition Survey. What is this survey?
Well, it does sound terribly grand. In fact, it's a big piece of research that's produced from the government's Food Watchdog, the Food Standards Agency, although the Department of Health have had a big input into it as well. They're claiming it's the biggest survey of national diet, what we're all eating, for about 10 years. But they are pointing out that this is the first of what they call a national rolling programme. So in the first year, it's a sample of only 1,000 people, which really, when you look at bigger surveys, it's not a huge number. But they're going to add to it every single year, so it'll build up and build up. So although at the moment we can make some comparisons with 10 years ago, but nothing sort of too meaningful. What's interesting about it is that all the participants, it's not just a matter of just answering a few questions. They've had to complete detailed food diaries describing everything they've eaten. They've had to be weighed. They've had the exercise monitored. They've even given blood and urine samples, although they haven't analysed those yet. So it's quite serious stuff in terms of, you know, a long-term project.
And can we glean any information about the effectiveness of government healthy eating programmes?
In terms of the guidelines on healthy eating, they want us to be eating at least 5 pieces of fruit or vegetable every single day. And the worrying thing is that that two-thirds of us are not even doing that. And, you know, the Department of Health has poured millions of pounds into huge advertising campaigns. There's a big scheme called Change for Life, which is really about encouraging us to eat much more healthily. And these messages are supposed to be, you know, hitting us from, you know, the sides of buses as well as on television and radio. But it does seem as if they've got quite a long way to go in terms of getting that message over. Although I think they've conceded today that, yes, still quite a challenge to get us all to eat what we should be eating.